A few weeks ago, at the not-quite-completed Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign, Mark Randall stood up at a Champaign County Chamber of Commerce candidates' breakfast and made his pitch.
I believe you, the members of the county chamber, realize that the county board needs to be held accountable. I think that we have some tough decisions to make in the coming years, and we need to be good stewards of the tax dollars we've been given.
A Republican candidate might expect a sympathetic ear from the Chamber of Commerce. But Randall's real challenge lies with the voters of County Board District 7, a reliably Democratic district covering much of south-central Champaign. The first-time candidate says he thinks he can win his uphill battle.
The actual voter split is 50-50, and we've identified around 700 independents that are in that area, and we are focusing very heavily on that group of people.
Randall has other factors in his favor. His Democratic opponent, Kerry Moline, is also a newcomer, and a Green Party candidate on the ballot, Costa Zifantes, could pull votes away from her. Champaign County Republican Chairman Jason Berrickman says there are enough factors present in several races to make him feel very optimistic.
Every race is different. There's a combination of you're going to have great candidates and just terrific candidates who are working hard. In other districts, you may have weak incumbents. And then in others, there's just general concern, I think, in this community about what has been happening at the county level, especially in terms of the nursing home.
Berrickman says concern over costly problems delaying the opening of the new county nursing home building could help Republicans win seats in three key county board districts representing urban voters in Champaign-Urbana. Besides District 7, there's District 6 in Champaign, where popular Democratic incumbent Patricia Avery withdrew from the race over the summer. And in District 9, covering southeast Urbana, the Democratic incumbents barely survived a tough primary battle. One of them was still feeling the bruises at the Chamber of Commerce candidate's breakfast.
My candidacy does not have the support of the current leadership of the Democratic Party, even though I'm a Democrat. My candidacy has the support of many leading Republicans, even though I'm not a Republican.
That's County Board Vice Chairman Steve Beckett, who, along with running mate and County Board Chair Barb Wasacki, were elected to leadership positions 2 years ago with mostly Republican support, while most Democrats supported Patricia Avery and Tony Fabry. Fabry, who's also the chairman of the Champaign County Democratic Party, backed the challengers in Wasacki and Beckett's primary fight. He chooses his words carefully as he explains why his party is united enough to win despite the infighting.
Democrats are always divided. They say that organizing Democrats is like herding cats. And, you know, that's just the nature of our party. We're a diverse party with diverse opinions. But I don't think this year is, I just don't think that's going to translate into Republican votes in any way.
Fabry predicts Democrats will ward off challengers in the urban districts and possibly win some victories in the rural districts controlled by Republicans. Meanwhile, Barb Wasacki says that while she's sought bipartisanship on the county board, there are some things Democrats do best.
We have certainly advocated for a number of changes that I don't think would have come through a Republican channel. The decision to offer health insurance to domestic partners, for example. Certainly, the effort we made to reduce the charges for phone service in the jail, I don't think would have come voluntarily through a Republican initiative.
And Wasacki says Democrats are more committed than Republicans to keeping the Champaign County Nursing Home true to its historic mission of providing care for elderly residents with limited resources. Republicans like Mark Randall say both parties support the nursing home, but that Democrats were in charge as the problems mounted. He says Champaign County voters may now be ready to elect a Republican majority to fix those problems. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.